following is the President's speech at Morehead, Kentucky, Friday, October 1st, 1948.
Well, Ed welcomes you. I take this pleasure to introduce Tom Dugan, Commander of the Department of Kentucky, Veterans of Foreign War. Next, I want to introduce to you, or present to you, Joe Honorable Joe Bates, candidate for Congressman in the 8th District. My very happy privilege to present to you the candidate for United States Senator, the Honorable Virgil Chapman. Again, it is my most happy pleasure to introduce to you our great governor, Earl Clements. My fellow countrymen, Morehead welcomes you. We are indeed happy, and I know from the enthusiasm you display here, you are happy, ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Appreciate very highly that introduction. There must be something sweet about me because there's a honeybee flying around this microphone. I'll say this to you. Kentucky's been mighty sweet to me since I came into the state yesterday afternoon. I think I've seen more Kentuckians on one trip than any other man in the history of the country. And they've given me a most cordial welcome, which I highly appreciate. This is a beautiful country we've been coming through. It's a country that reminds me of home. We have a part of Missouri that looks exactly like Kentucky. And you know, Missouri was settled by Kentuckians. All four of my grandparents were Kentuckians. I met a football player back here in Lexington a while ago, the name of Lee Truman, who is the great-grandson of my grandfather's brother. Now you figure out what relationship. You're not interested in relationships, Joan. You didn't come out here to hear me talk about my relatives in Kentucky. I want to discuss with you just a little bit the issues that are before this country. It's the one issue is the people against special privilege. And that issue was brought about by the election of the 80th Congress. The Congress which I call the Do-Nothing 80th Congress, Republican Congress it is, and the reason I call it a Republican Congress is because it's controlled by the Republican leadership. The Democrats have had nothing to say about legislation in the last 2 years except to head off some very bad legislation that this Republican Congress wanted to put through and which required a two-thirds vote to override my veto. The Democrats usually sustain me on my vetoes, and I put through more vetoes than nearly any other president except Grover Cleveland. I want you to keep that in mind, that this is a crusade for the people against special privilege. And if you want to make that crusade work here in Kentucky, you'll send Virgil Chapman to the Senate and Joe Bates back to the House of Representatives. And then I will have some people to support me in the next administration, for I expect to be the next president. Who will not allow the undermining of the program which the Democrats set up in 1933 for the farmer. As you know, if it were not for the price support program, which was inaugurated by the Democrats in the Agricultural Adjustment Act, you'd be back probably getting 8 cents a pound for your tobacco, and 3 cents a pound for hogs, and 15 cents a bushel for corn, and a quarter a bushel for wheat. That policy was inaugurated by the Democrats with an objective in view, to put the farmer on a parity with industry. And that parity has been working. We have a price support program that has caused the farmer to create a production situation that is the greatest in the history of the world. We've produced in the last 7 years food to feed ourselves and our army while it was in the field, and food to keep the world from starving to death. If it hadn't been for this country's production, wonderful production, encouraged by the democratic policies, millions of people would have starved to death. Now then, the Republicans, as soon as they got a chance, tried to undermine that program. The Democratic record on farm price supports is crystal clear. We enacted it. We intend to support it. But what do you think of the Republicans intend to do about price supports? Right now, just because elections are coming up in the month, they are making a lot of campaign promises. Republicans don't talk that way except at election time. Let me read you what the Republican Congress from Pennsylvania said right on the floor of the House of Representatives last June about price supports. He's a member of the House Agricultural Committee, and this is what he said. I'm quoting him. The whole parity program is wrong. The farmers are disgusted with this ridiculous program. He's trying to tell the farmers that they're disgusted with the prices they're getting as compared with the prices they were getting in 1932. I wonder if that's so. The Republican attitude on price supports is just one example of how they feel toward the farmer, the working man, the small businessman, and the white-collar man. You people can't afford to have a party in control in Washington that threatens your well-being. It's up to you whether you will turn your government over to these men in November. If you want a government that looks out for you and looks out for the peace and prosperity of the world, you're going to vote the Democratic ticket on Election Day, and I think that's what you're going to do. This is a crucial election. That's the reason I'm so happy to see so many young people out at every one of these stops, because they are interested in government. They are interested in the welfare of this country. And they are the coming generation. I've said time and again that I think we're facing the greatest age in history, and I've wished many a time that I was 14 instead of 64 so I could see the next generation and how it works, because we are on the threshold of one of the finest ages that the world has ever seen. And this country is working toward that end. It's been the policy of this government to work for peace and prosperity. Peace in the world and prosperity in the United States. And that's the policy that I intend to continue. That's the reason I'm making this trip across the country, because I want you people to understand exactly what the issues are. The people against special privilege. Now, whatever you do, go to the polls early on Election Day. Don't waste any time. Just take that ticket and vote the Democratic ticket straight down the line, and you'll be helping your country and helping yourselves. You'll not only be voting for me and Virgil Chapman and Joe Bates, but you'll be voting for yourselves and your best interests, and I believe that's exactly what you're going to do. Thank you very much. Now, how would you like to meet my family? All right, I'll present Miss Truman first. Now, here's Margaret. I want to present to you the First Lady of Kentucky and her beautiful daughter.